What little things will you do today? This is Father Jonathan Meyer, and we are in week two, day 10 of 33 days to Eucharistic glory. The saint that we are focusing on today is Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, and she is known as the Little Flower. So what little things are you going to do today? I hope it's amazing. Matthew has this quote in today's book from Saint Thérèse. Our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions, or even at the difficulty, as at the love with which we do them. As we know, and hopefully you know, maybe you don't. Maybe this is the first time you're encountering Saint Thérèse. That would be amazing if it is, by the way. If this is the first time that you're reading about Saint Thérèse, game changer in your life. If you go on to read the story of the soul, then your life, oh my, amazing. But anyways, Saint Thérèse is known for the little way. And it's about doing great things with little love, tiny acts of kindness. We all can't do heroic and big, momentous things, but we can do tiny, tiny little things, simple things, little things with great love. And in fact, can I just tell you that that's what the Eucharist is? Have you ever thought about that? The God of the whole universe, the God who created everything, the God who saved us, the God who made us, becomes a tiny, tiny, tiny host. The most basic food that we have on earth is bread. The God of all creation becomes really, really small. And yet within that tiny host, in that tiny fragment, the God of the whole universe is present. Saint Thérèse, and I actually, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a relic collector. So I have a relic here of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. She, of course, that great Carmelite nun, that wonderful, beautiful girl who made the decision to say that she wanted to love God with her whole life, and she gave herself. She consecrated her life by becoming a Carmelite religious sister, which means, for those of you who don't know much about the Carmelites, they make the decision to completely abandon the world. They enter into a Carmelite monastery and never come out. So this is a first-class relic here of Saint Thérèse, by the way. Saint Thérèse gave her whole entire life to Jesus. She married Jesus. She became a bride of Jesus. This 33-day consecration that you and I are on together is an opportunity for us to give ourselves completely, to give ourselves wholeheartedly, and go back to what we believe Jesus is in the Blessed Sacrament. God of the whole universe, God of all creation, entering into and becoming bread for you and for me. When we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, we receive the fullness of God. We receive the fullness of salvation. What little things will you do today that you will give your fullness to? You have to clean your house today? Clean it with love. If you have to feed your child today, whether that's an infant child or maybe you have a son or a daughter that lives with you that has special needs, and you feed them. Feed them with all of your love. Maybe you have a spouse that has dementia or Alzheimer's. Visit them today with all of your love. No matter what you do today, be like Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Give everything in simple, little, tiny ways. That's how we change the world. That's how Eucharistic theology and Eucharistic spirituality changes the world. When we do tiny little things with great love. Maybe do that today, maybe do that always, and become the saints of his kingdom, just like Saint Thérèse. Amen.
Hi, I'm Matthew Kelly, and I hope you are enjoying the spiritual pilgrimage. If you would like to help Catholics develop a greater appreciation of the power and the importance of the Eucharist, become a member of the International Society of the Eucharist today. We'll send you a free copy of 33 Days to Eucharistic Glory, a copy of the children's version, a copy of the limited edition journal, which includes an amazing Holy Week retreat. Click on the button below and become a member today. Have a great day, and remember, be bold, be Catholic. We are people of the Eucharist.